When I looked at today's scripture readings, for some reason the first thought that came into my head was a line from a song about the Battle of the Alamo. The Alamo was a mission station in San Antonio, defended by 180 Texans who were fighting for their independence against Mexico, and the army coming against them, the Mexican army, was 1,500 people, soldiers. Before the battle, General Travis drew a line in the sand with his sword. He then told the men that they're free to go, especially those who are married, and that nobody will hold it against them if they do, or they can cross the line and stay. And as the song goes, over the line stepped 179. In today's gospel, Jesus, like Travis, pulls no punches about the horrors that lie ahead. And as there's no chance of misunderstanding what he's saying, Peter can't believe what he's just heard. It's only a day or so since he was praised by Jesus for acknowledging him as the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now he's being savagely rebuked for saying, "This must not happen to you, Lord." The phrase, "Get behind me, Satan, you are an obstacle in my path," has two meanings. Firstly, it addresses the devil who had tried to tempt him in the desert at the very beginning of his mission, to tempt him away from that mission, and he's obviously trying to do the same thing again, but this time using the love and affection of his friends. Secondly, it's also meant to put Peter, and indeed every would-be follower of Christ, in his proper place, i.e. behind him. A true disciple does not confront his master, but follows behind. And it's then that Jesus draws his line in the sand, which those who would follow him must step over. "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself, take up his cross, and follow me." It's a tough call, which can cause us to question the way that God works, the way God does things, as Jeremiah did. Chosen as a very young man to speak God's word to the people, all older and more experienced than he was, he probably felt pretty excited, as a young person would do. However, he is rejected outright and mocked by those very people. And he's so upset that he rails at God and wants to give up. "Lord, you've reduced me to a laughing stock. Your word has meant for me insults and derision all day long. I used to say I'll not think about him or speak of him in his name anymore." But when God calls Jeremiah, he never promised that it would be easy, that there would be no pain. The only thing he promised was that he would be with him through it all. And Jeremiah felt that as a fire burning in his heart that he couldn't resist. So he just couldn't walk away from what God had asked him to do. And in a world where for many individualism, because you are worth it, trumps all other demands, the idea of accepting the cross does not sit easily and is to be avoided at all costs. And that's why St. Paul tells us that we must worship as thinking beings and not be modelled on the behaviour of the world around us. Obviously, Christ's followers cannot be comfortable in a world of poverty, inequality, deceit, and oppression. Jesus says, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?" As thinking beings, then, we have to work out what carrying the cross actually means. It certainly means getting to grips with the nitty-gritty of the gospel. For example, marrying up the reality of recognizing Christ in the Holy Communion with the reality of recognizing Christ in the beggar who asks for something to eat. It means speaking out and campaigning against injustice. In many parts of the world today, it literally means losing your life for Christ. Back here at home, it may simply mean continuing to practice our faith among people who scorn our beliefs or ridicule us, being, as St. Paul puts it, fools for Christ's sake. This is God's way. This is not man's way. The one who loses his life for my sake will find it. And so the line in the sand is there in the gospel for all to see, and we have perhaps asked the question, have I got what it takes to step over it, to shoulder the cross, and to follow behind the Master?